This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome in our friend Ed Bouchette. He's brought to you by ServiceMaster of Pittsburgh. Water, fire, or mold issues, call ServiceMaster. Talking to a Hall of Famer, start your Monday. Hi, Ed. How are you?
I'm great, Colin, Chris. Thank you.
Morning, Ed.
Yeah, how long is the leash, do you believe, for Anthony Ciccolo, and what will be the way the Steelers kind of meet this all out, Ed?
I think they'll let the NFL kind of go forward with this. I don't know that they'd do anything. I can't tell you for sure. I mean, I haven't talked to anybody over there, obviously, yet. It's just more stupidity on players' parts, I don't know what they're thinking. I really don't. But nevertheless, they don't have any depth at that position to begin with. So this might be a little fascinating to see what goes on from here.
Well, before we move on to bigger issues, especially with the Dolphins sitting a week away, Ed, what went into the thinking to keeping Ciccolo around and giving him a new two-year deal this offseason? Was it just, as you mentioned, the dearth of outside linebackers at that point, or was it they really thought they saw something in him?
I don't think it was the latter. I think it was desperation, Chris. They did pay him a lot, 2 years, $8 million. Now they're not out all that $8 million yet. Nevertheless, they had... They had no one else. They had Ola, who played what did he play, one or two games last year, very little. They liked what they saw of him, but you don't see him coming off on now. You see Ciccolo coming in when he wasn't hurt, and Denny hasn't played all that much for all the talk about him. So they really, they're probably going to lose Dupree. The outside linebacker spot is really not very good after Watt and Dupree this year. He's playing well, but, next year, I don't know what you're going to have.
Ed Bouchette joining us here, Fan Morning Show, presented by Matt Mertz Plumbing. I was watching the Ravens yesterday, Ed, and I don't know if you caught any of the Ravens act yesterday.
I did.
I think they're far and above better than the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think that they may even beat the New England Patriots in the regular season, but I think unless Lamar Jackson becomes more two-dimensional, Belichick will eat him up if he has a couple weeks to prepare for him.
Yeah, I don't think he's that bad a passer. I think his running overshadows everything, Colin. He has like a passer rating of 96 point something, which isn't bad. I mean, it's a little above middle of the pack, I think. And he's only going to get better. Let's remember, he's only in his second year. He was really dynamic yesterday, I thought. And really outplayed Russell Wilson through that stupid interception that was a killer for them. That Peters, the guy who they just acquired, I wonder if the Steelers were ever interested in him. They probably could have used him even more than Minka.
Well, where do the Ravens then, Ed, is from your perspective, where do they sit in this AFC? Have they already put the North away? And the AFC as a whole, it feels like it's the Patriots, and then as much because of the Pat Mahomes injury as anything else, a handful of other teams kind of battling for what would be a middling second spot in this conference right now.
Yeah, Mahomes is going to be back. So I think KC still have to consider number two. Chris, don't overlook Indianapolis. People are talking these next two games after the Miami game against the Colts and Rams, like the Steelers can win those two. Man, I think if they win one, they'll be doing fine. I think Baltimore, barring injuries, we've seen here what can happen if you get injured, especially at quarterback. Barring injuries, I think Baltimore's going to be the runaway winner in the AFC North, and the Steelers are going to have to look at playing for a wild card in a conference where nobody seems, other than Buffalo, seems to want it right now.
Would you assess to this point of the year James Conner's season, and is he playing with an injury? Maybe all of us don't know about the degree of the injury.
Not that I know of. You know, he started the season out slowly. I think what's happening is, now his running stats, Colin, are skewed because a lot of those were, you know, labeled passes, which were really runs to me, but, you know, they're passes, they're receptions. I don't think he's played that well, but he did play pretty good last week, I thought, you know. And they need to get that run game going. You know, Jalen Samuels probably going to be out a little longer. So it's Benny Snell Jr. and James Conner, and they have to get the run game going. And I'm not so sure the excuse of eight men in the box really carries.
Well, should we expect it to be legitimately be Benny Snell and James Conner, or do we suspect Mike Tomlin starts to fall back into his old ways of preferring to have a workhorse back and falls back? And now, there's two ways to look at this, Ed. James Conner looked really good in the first half against the Chargers before he came out of that game in the fourth quarter, and Benny Snell really started to rack up yardage, especially between the tackles. The other way to look at it is this offense may have been at its best. Granted, it was against Cincinnati, but it may have been at its best when Samuels and Conner shared the workload fairly evenly.
Yeah, I said from the beginning I thought they were going to share that workload with two or three of their backs this year, and Connor's still been the man and should be the man, but I think they will share it a little more. I think Snell's game last week gave them a little more confidence in him that he can have more carries and do more, and that's what they should do. I mean, James Conner's not Tyrone Bettis, you know, and he's hurt. He was hurt again in that game with a thigh injury, not a serious injury, but nevertheless had to leave. And like you said, Snell picked it up. So they have to get the running game going, but in order to do that, they're going to have to loosen defenses up a little bit with the pass game.
Well, is it philosophical, though? Like, and what Chris is getting at, we've talked to off air, and we even talked to about on the air, I think on Friday or Thursday. Why under Mike Tomlin does a team wait until the first halfback is hurt to play the second halfback in large part? And it feels like the NFL and the way that they're going philosophically is it's okay to play two healthy halfbacks in the same game, Ed.
Well, let's remember, Colin, that there are halfbacks in this decade. First, it was Rashard Mendenhall, a first-round pick. They don't love him, you know, like they're doing in New York with Barkley. That's what you're going to do. And he was reasonably successful for a while. And then came Le'Veon Bell. Even though he was a second-round pick, he just, you know, he was the man. And then it was Conner. And I don't know that they had any faith in anybody else last year until Conner got hurt. And they were forced to go to Samuels. And he did well against the Patriots. But now, I don't know that... You know, where Conner is right now is that guy where you say you have to run him all the time. I think if Jalen Samuels was there, he'd be getting more carries. And I think, like I said, Benny Snell, because of last week, he'll start getting more, plus Samuels is out.
Well, you brought up the idea of it passing to set up the run, which is the pass game needs to get better, Ed. Who do we look at as needing to step up the most, though? Do we look at Mason Rudolph? Do we look at Randy Feakner needing to change the scheme? Do we look at a bunch of wide receivers who seemingly aren't getting open?
Well, it's always the quarterback. You know, you start with the quarterback. And I think Mason's played well with what they've asked of him. You know, his passer rating's over 100. I think it's top 10 in the league. They need to open up things a little more, I think. Let him do a little more. And, yeah, the receivers need to step up now. James Washington was out. I don't know if he's going to be back or not. He had that AC separation, which isn't good for a wide receiver when he's constantly reaching for, you know, footballs. I think the rookie, Deontay, is coming on, Johnson. And, you know, Juju hasn't been targeted a whole lot, hasn't caught a whole lot. So I guess you'd say he needs to step up and So does Vance McDonald.
Vance McDonald needs to stay healthy, Ed. I think that's what it is. And when Vance McDonald's healthy, he's very good, but he just can't stay healthy.
Well, he hasn't been very good this year either. Now, again, whether that's a quarterback issue or him, I don't know. But, you know, he hasn't done a whole lot this year.
Ed Bouchette. Ed, how about this? We were thinking about this, right? Three Sunday afternoons open in a row. This isn't a question. It's just an observation. Last week, the Steelers play a non-traditional Sunday time. Then they have the off week. And then tomorrow or next week, Monday Night Football. You've had three, like, Sunday mornings where you haven't had the rush.
You got to like that, although I still have to go through television for KDKA. But and then the Cleveland game is a Thursday game, November 14th.
Yes, right.
That weekend off.
So you're a big media star. I know you got to go do that TV because you're big. You're in demand, Ed.
Right, Colin.
Thank you, Ed. We'll talk soon.
All right. See ya.
See Thanks, ya. Ed.
Text us, Edgar Snyder and Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Yeah, it's like 12:30 on Sundays, and you're watching Car and Channel 2, and you're like, this so feels so crazy.
This is weird. Yeah, what's going on?
Now what do I do? At 1 o'clock, I watch two teams.
Just walk outside into the backyard and look around.
Right. Oh, whoa.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.